Warning, the following thingy may contain language and ideas that would cause internal bleeding. Please keep your minds inside the vehicle at all times. Arms and legs optional.
Danger, danger, danger. Truer words were never spoken by a hero to both man and beast, the man they called the Crocodile Hunter, Steve Irwin. Irwin was taken from us too early Monday, September 4th, killed in a freak incident while swimming in the reefs off the coast of Port Douglas, Australia. He was shooting a new documentary when he was killed by a startled stingray, usually one of the most placid of sea creatures. Irwin was struck in the heart by the stingray's defense mechanism, an 8-inch poison-laden barb, and was killed instantly. Stingray wounds are common, but usually occur in the legs and feet, as they tend to get stepped on a lot. Unfortunately, since it was the heart, if the initial sting didn't do it, the poison surely would have acted equally as quick. I always joke that he was going to get himself killed one of these days, doing what he did, be it baiting crocodiles, charming snakes, or whatever. However, in the back of my mind, I always figured he'd live to be in his late hundreds. Irwin was a champion of the environment. Off camera, he was no less enthusiastic and worked as an activist for animal preservation all over the globe, be it combating destructive foreign feral animals in his native land, Australia, or saving endangered elephants in Africa or India. Animal Planet's The Crocodile Hunter debuted in 1992 and has since inspired a generation of young naturalists, as well as paving the way for other naturalists like Jeff Corwin and the Kratt brothers to enter the mainstream media. Steve is survived by his wife Terry, who along with Steve directed the Australian National Zoo, and his two children, Bindi and Bob. Now, the accident was captured on video, and I, for one, hope it never sees the light of day. Now, when this originally happened, and I found out about the video, I was worried that it would get into the hands of jerks, you know, like the ones just after the news bulletin came out. Irwin's Wikipedia page was defaced by, let's just say, very disturbing photos of things not spoken about in polite company. But later I found out that Irwin had made a request to all his crew and his family that should he ever be killed while taping, that the camera was to keep rolling. And that the footage should be aired, because this was his job, this was his life. Apparently he always knew that something like this was going to happen, and that the world should know about it. And from what I hear, his family, Terry, is contemplating actually going ahead with these wishes, and I don't think that's such a good idea. Destroying the tape, no, that shouldn't be, because such a freak accident like this involving a stingray, this would be good in relatively speaking for it would be good for researchers to view. what made a stingray go against its nature and attack someone. Because apparently Irwin wasn't even working with the creature. It just kind of got in the way and lashed out. But I really don't think that this needs to be in the public record. If not to defeat the morbidly curious people, but to spare the children who are going to be living with this nightmare for the rest of their lives, because they're only, I think, like 8 and 3. And to have the video circulate for the rest of their lives and beyond their lives is not such a good thing. Now, when originally writing this, I was going to say, not only should we boycott any like website that puts it up and lynch those responsible, because I figured that this would be one of those things that would just be locked away and someone would come across it by chance and make a mockery of it and make a profit off of it. But I really can't hold that strong of opinion anymore if it's the family that wants this released. All I can say is I strongly advise against it. Yes, it's Steve's wishes, but having him shown killed on camera is just going to degrade his mystique. Because we all watched him evade death on a regular basis. And watched him. He was a superhero. And to see his mortality entered into the public record on video would just degrade his memory, I think. Yeah. Steve Irwin, you will be missed. And I hope you find eternal happiness chasing cherubs in heaven. On a somewhat lighter note, this incident may be the beginnings of some sort of revolution amongst animal media critics. That is to say, critters who are the critics. It was reported in Reuters on Tuesday that an equally docile creature almost turned deadly in Finland. A kamikaze squirrel ran into the bike spokes of opera singer Isa Rutherinen, forgive me if I butchered that name. Issa was thrown from his bike and knocked out cold. He is still slated to perform, despite the broken nose and concussion. Time now for a brief intermission, as I second-guess my cat, who's glaring at me menacingly. This program is brought to you by the Phosphorescent Quince Company, makers of Nature's Light Snack, a subsidiary of Chernobyl chocolate-covered cherries. Space. The final frontier. Our mission, to boldly go where no complete ninny has gone before. In a plan worthy of Douglas Adams, Malaysia is set to send its first astronaut skyward. The mission, to brew a cup of zero-G tea. That's right, tea. The drink. About 12,000 totalers applied to make the traditional Te Teric, a tea version of cappuccino, in orbit. Russia will be providing the transport for this endeavor in return for a lucrative fighter plane deal, and more importantly, an introduction of a non-alcoholic beverage into the Russian diet. Elsewhere in the heavens, the European Space Agency recently decided they'll not be outdone by us Americans. You may recall last year sometime NASA had a project called Deep Impact, where they did a drive-by shooting against an innocent comet. Well, the Swiss decided to do something similar, but go up against a relatively more stationary target, the Moon. That's right, the man in the Moon got another black eye. This time in the form of a one-way solar-powered icebox filled with experimental cameras and stuff like that. The idea was similar to Deep Impact, where the collision would raise a cloud of gas and dust to be analyzed by the cameras and stuff that just got smashed into the Moon. Nice thinking there. They would then take that information and see just exactly what the Moon is made of. You all at home can make your Swiss cheese references on your own. The other idea behind it was to see just exactly what happens in a monumental collision such as this, be it from asteroids or hunks of tin sent skyward. In both cases, the Moon and the comet just flinched and walked it off. However, the Moon stated later that he's beginning to like this sort of thing. Also part of this experiment was the testing of a new electrical propulsion engine. This marks the second time that this system was used, and all I can say is that I hope that they have the plans written down somewhere, because there's definitely no return deposit on that turkey. Speaking of turkeys, I think it's time to end this one. Good night, and insert snappy catchphrase here. You were just subjected to Fortnite Tonight, found on newworldotter.com.